As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. As I sit here in front of my tender, loving God, I consider, how is He looking at me now in this moment? If I have no sense of how He looks at me, I ask Him directly, My God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you? And I ponder, what is God's desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask Him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Patience, love, endurance, serenity, courage, strength. I ask God for the grace that I desire. I draw my attention to the scripture for the prayer today. from Matthew's Gospel, the story of the Transfiguration of Jesus. I recall how Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain. I imagine the place. The changing view on the way up the mountain. The ground underfoot. The weather. Is it sunny? Rain, dry, hot, cold. The colour of the sky. I notice a smell in the air. The scent of any flowers, plants. The cleanness of the air. Dust, sand. What do I notice about the smell of the place? And I notice the sounds in the air. What can I hear? The breeze moving over the land. Birds in the air. Insects, animals moving in the undergrowth, what can I feel on my skin? The warmth, cold, wet, my clothes. I notice the sensations on my body. And the taste in my mouth. I place myself in this scene Who am I? As this group of people walks up the mountain. I notice what I am feeling as we walk, the physical exertion. And I listen to the conversation with Peter, James, John, Jesus, and myself. Who am I? What are we talking about as we walk up the mountain? What am I feeling? We reach a place where we stop. How does this come about? Why do we stop? I turn and look at Jesus. His face is glowing like the sun, shining. What is my response? Thank you. How do the others in the group respond? I notice that two other people have appeared and are speaking with Jesus. Who are they? What do I feel as I recognize them as Moses and Elijah? I notice Peter's response. How is he? Perhaps I am he. How is Peter feeling in this moment? Peter offers to build three dwellings. How do I feel as his words are released into the air? Thank you. and the cloud that appears as he speaks. A bright cloud which casts its shadow over all of us. What do I feel in this moment? How do I respond? I hear the voice from the cloud. It says, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." How does this voice feel to me? How do I feel when I hear this voice? How do I respond? I feel Jesus touch me. He is now alone, and he invites me to get up. What does he say? As we walk down the mountain, I have a conversation with Jesus as one friend speaks to another about what has been happening within me, what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.